行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝，帕拉嘎帝，帕拉桑嘎帝，波帝梭哈。接着我们要念这个功德本颂。Okay, we are going to recite the foundation of good qualities. 功德本颂要记得带来哦。那些想要念英文的英文法本的朋友，也可以从我们那边拿到那个英文的法本。英文的法本是在第137页。The English version is on the Red Prayer Book 137, The Foundation of All Good Qualities. 137页。会背诵的朋友可以背。需要英文法本的朋友举手。English version, page 137. Yeah, 不然你听聆听也可以。好，功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止，是乃道之根。然后精进恭敬成一致，唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，中恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸果众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱了。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理色察观实真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，遂令顺利入诸圣中最熟圣金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知 所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达，续布清要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是，开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so we do short meditation. So try to, possible, sit in a seven Bharasana posture. Try to sit, then scan first your body. Look whether you're sitting in seven posture or not. No, think that. Then after that, then you do the breathing meditation. So like a few minutes, you know, breathe in and out. So focus your mind on the breath. So then idea is bring your mind at the present. Okay.
现在呢，我们先做个简短的共修。我们要以毗卢遮那佛的七支做法来做。我们先观察一下我们的身体的坐姿是否正确啊，然后呢，我们就调匀我们的呼吸。我们先观察我们的呼吸呢，几分钟，我们的气呢呼出去，然后我们的气呢吸进去。我们要知道我们吸进去，然后将我们的心呢圆念于我们的呼吸这个动作，然后我们的心呢活在当下这一刻。
So then, so in front of oneself, so visualize Buddha Shakyamuni.
现在的观想，我们前方虚空呢出现本师释迦牟尼佛。
So visualize like lively, you know, like made of light, but it's lively. Now try to visualize clear as possible.
我们的观想的本师释迦牟尼佛就要像他的真身一样，可是呢，他是由光组成的这个身体。那观想的越清晰越好。
So then, next we chant Buddha Shakyamuni Mantra 7 times. So then, while you are chanting, reciting the mantras, and same time visualize nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni into yourself and all other sentient beings, then purified all our suffering.
接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的佛号7次。在念诵这佛号的时候呢，我们同时观想本师呢放出甘露，这甘露呢来到我们的身体呢，净化了我们还有周围一切所有众生的所有的业障、痛苦和烦恼。Teyata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Teyata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Muni Muni MahaTayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha.
So then, so now think strongly, all our negativities are totally purified. So then your body, mind become pure like that. So then feel happy, joy, and meditate.
接着呢，我们要观想呢，我们所有要发身心啊，观想所有的业障呢，全部都净化了，像我们的身体啊，我们的心呢，都得到清净。因此呢，我们要升起高兴喜悦的心。大家觉得冷吗 ？No, they feel very warm.
啊？不要看，啊，算了。
Who can adjust the temperature?
Never mind. I just put my clothes on my head. That's all. I'm okay. Just my head a little bit.
调高一度啊！啊，谢谢。Motorboard.
Look like?
The motorboard of a professor of university. Yeah.
It's okay. Everybody have different karma, huh?
No, they were from the Himalayas from their previous lives.
Huh?
They were from Himalayas from their previous lives.
Okay.
So they still have the seed of disposition of ignorance inside with them.
Okay. No, so just sometimes the cold wind go here, then I get bad headache. Okay. Sometimes the wind, I don't know. Now, okay. Huh? Karma already better. So just now we recite the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra. You know, when you make this, long tune, you know, like one mantra, you chant slowly like that. So so that time you can do meditation, you know. You know, possible First, of course, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni very clearly. Then after you chant, like that, slowly, you know. So then, that time you put palm together to hand. Two hand or two palm? Palm put together like that, so think Buddha Shakyamuni. Then you do making prostration. You know, one meditation, you know, thing like that. Making prostration. So then, same time, after that, then you just visualize offering. You know, any beautiful offering, visualize. Then think that you're making offering to Buddha Shakyamuni. Then of course, then after that, nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni, purified. Obscuration, you know, are totally purified. So you can do these three meditation, you know. One chanting, you can do these three meditation together, you know, again and again like that, you know.
所以刚才我们在念这个本师释迦牟尼佛心咒的时候呢，我们可以这样的观想，因为我们在念这个本师释迦牟尼佛心咒的时候是念得非常慢的，慢慢念，在念的时候呢，你可以同时观想啊，很清晰的、很清楚的本师释迦牟尼佛就在你前方的虚空，然后呢，一次一次很清楚的念，然后双手合十。 合十呢，就合十是一种顶礼来的，顶礼不一定要跪在地上啊，趴下去的，这样的双手合十也是一种顶礼。这样顶礼呢，这样你同时呢在念的时候呢，你可以观想哦，做一个大供养，这供养就是出现了所有美好的东西啊，灯啊、书啊、花啊等等，供养本师释迦牟尼佛。 这本师释迦牟尼佛在念咒的时候，他同时放出大光明，这甘露就。 跟这个光明降下来了，降下来呢，就降到你的全身哦，就把你所有的业障啊、黑黑色的东西全部从你的身体呢这边清除掉了，就排除到你的体外了，像你的清除掉呢，你就被净化了，那包括你所有的无明啊，你的无明全部一起啊被净化了。 所以在念这个咒语的时候呢，念本师释迦牟尼佛的咒语的时候，你可以做这样的观想，这三种观想哦，就是供养啊，然后甘露降下来，然后净化。
So these three things, you know, one long chanting, you can do this three things with mindfully, you know, without distraction of mind. You know, mindfully, you do like that. So it's very, very powerful, you know.
What are the three things specifically?
Prostration, making offering.
And the meditation.
The purification.
Purification.
Yeah, that's three things.
所以呢，你念的时候，你可以慢慢的念哦，就念那个长咒。这个慢慢的念呢，就是你可以念得很清楚，你念什么音，你耳朵可以听到。然后呢，你一心不乱，你用你正念哦，珍珠不要让你的心呢散乱，就是你的心呢，专注于你念这个佛咒，然后同时做这三种修行。这修行方法是什么呢？ 顶礼就双手合十顶礼，然后呢做供养、观想供养，供养过后呢，本师释迦牟尼佛的净化哈，他放出甘露净化你，还有所有的众生。所以呢，这三种修行方法：顶礼、供养还有净化，同时在你念咒念一个长咒的时候，完成。
So like that, so then of course tune you can make long as possible, you know, you can make long as possible, your breath, you know. Long as possible. Huh?
当然你可以哦，一口气哦，长长的、长长的、慢慢的把它念出来哦，哎，训练你的长气。 哦，你可以很长很长的念哦，吸一口气，念到完了，念到完了才换气，这样你才有时间做这三种东西嘛。
So there's the benefit. Of course, you give time to meditate, you know, these three things. You know, one chanting. Also one thing, of course, long breath you chant, then physically also healthy. You know, your lung capacity bigger. Can breathe better. Exercise, you know. Can live longer like that.
这个其实像念当然是有很多种利益了，这个出世间的佛法的利益了，可是是需要时间的，你要需要比较长的时间念，所以你就吸一口长气这样念，然后在呼吸，对你的健康是有帮助的，是一种运动来的，这样是可以使你长命的。 呼吸长的人会长命。Okay,
so like that. So I'm saying yes. I mean, very simple. You know, very simple. Just chanting one Shakyamuni mantra long term, mindfully, with this kind of meditation. It's very, very powerful. You know.
所以这是一个非常简单的方法，就是用释迦牟尼佛的心咒这样念诵，这样一心不念，很专注的去念，所以它是一种非常很有加持力的一种修行的方法。Of
course, when you think of Buddha's qualities, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni qualities, you know, then you put your palm together with paid devotion, you know, so like that palm together, so it creates so much merit, you know. So then, of course, then you think offering, Bhikshula, make offering, also creates so much merit when you do mindfully, you know.
所以呢，当你呢。 意念佛的功德，修行，所以他积累的功德，像你双手合十呢，很虔诚的心力，很虔诚的去意念他的功德，然后呢，去单单是这样意念佛的功德，你自己已经积累了很大、很无量的福德，然后更何况呢，你用正念呢，一心不乱去跟佛做供养，所以你自己所积累的福报啊，在那一刻所积累的福报呢，就不可思议了。So
like that. So then, of course, we mindfully you do this purification practice, also able to purify it. So much negative, you know, negative. We have collected. So much negative we have created, so able to purify it when you do with mindfully, you know.
当然，如果你是以正念的心，很好的去做这个很简单的修行方法，你可以净化呢长劫所积累的业障。
So like that, then again, of course, you look deeply, you know, putting your palm together, thinking Shakyamuni Buddha's qualities, you know, to truly respect, you know, like that. So then, of course, you really do that. I mean, that's the way to train to respect every other teacher who teach you, you know, showing path to enlightenment. So you are able to do that, you know. So then, if you are able to do that, then slowly, of course, the training is to respect each and every sentient beings, remembering their kindness. You know, putting your palm together, wherever you see, you know, include your enemy. You know, when you see their kindness, then you are able to put your two palms together, you know, from your heart, you know, with like saying, you know, remembering their kindness, almost saying thank you, you know. So like that you are able to do that, you know. If you do well, prostration, then in this way, then you don't have this pride in your mind, you know, able to destroy our pride. Then because of our pride, we're not able to respect other, not able to put your palm together for anyone because of the pride. You know, remember their kindness, when you're really sincerely putting your palm together, you know, to a sentient being, there's no pride. You know, you're able to see everybody's most kind, who is higher than yourself, who gives so much happiness to oneself, you know, then really respect like that. Able to make it, you know, able to make this practice by doing simple prostration, you know.
所以呢，如果你深一层去分析的话，将你意念佛的他的功德，他是怎么能够成佛的，他经历多少修行，当他修行过后，他所积累每次修行哦，证得所证得的那个功德，你正深深的去回想意念，你双手合十的话，这是一种很自然的尊敬，对佛陀的尊敬之心哦，这样你就可以对他顶礼，因为你合十的时候是表示对他顶礼，因为呢，你觉得他是怎么讲呢？他是一个大福报、大功德的人。这样，如果你能够用这样的分析去做去顶礼你所有教你的所有的师长，那些所有教你成佛之道，在成佛各个阶段在教导你的所有的师长的话呢，你这样去分析去回想的话，他们所积累的功德，他们所教导你的功德，这样你自然而然的也会对你所有的师长的升起这种尊敬之心。这样如果你这个尊敬之心的这个向他们顶礼，这样你能够以这样的心呢，这样的深层的去分析的话，所有甚至是所有一切的众生，每一个众生，包括你的敌人，其实他对你都是有很大的恩惠的，不只是你的师长他教导你成佛之道，就是包括你的敌人，他都对你的恩惠是很大的，都让你能够继续不断的成长，在成佛之道不断的成长，这样你就会对他们升起尊敬之心，你也会跟双手跟他们合十，就是真的发自内心的合十，因为呢你意念所有的众生给你的这样对你的慈悲，对你的恩惠。所以如果你能够真正的对这个顶礼这个修行呢，能够做得很好的话，充分理解，能够发自内心的去做的话，去修的话呢，你就可以摧伏，完完全全的摧毁你内心的我慢。你就会觉得自己是高人一点，或者比别人更好。所以你因为呢，我们我慢之心的产生，是因为我们不能对别人升起这个尊敬之心呢，我们总是觉得我们比别人好。所以如果我们能够意念所有一切众生对我们的恩惠他们对我们的功德的话，这样我们就能够从心里呢甚至尊敬之心，然后表现在为呢，就能够合十对于每一个众生。所以虽然顶礼是一个非常简单的修行方法，可是你如果修得好的话呢，你就可以得到很大的利益。
说来，说。So like that, you know, if you do one prostration, well, you know, ultimately, it bring up to enlightenment, when you do well,
So, 虽然是一个很简单的一个顶礼，如果那个顶礼的动作很简单的，你能够完完全全理解，完完全的发身心去做的话，你就种下了成佛之道的种子。
So like that, you know, you do well like that, you know, you're able to respect, you know, each and every sentient being, put your palm together, you know. I mean, with truly, you know, like that. So, I mean, if we're able to do that, you know, without pride, you're able to respect each and every sentient beings, then of course, definitely, because of depending origination, so because of that, of course, ultimately, every sentient being respect back to you, you know.
所以呢，如果我们真正的能够修好啊，这个顶礼这一门功课的话，我们能够打从心里呢，意念众生的慈悲，意念众生对我们好，而升起对众生的尊敬之心的话，我们就能够双手合十，这样我们就能完全没有我慢的产生这个尊敬的心理，这样我们就可以尊敬每一个众生。因为呢，我们尊敬每一个众生，根据缘起，因为缘起的缘故，所以呢，我们也可以得到回报，就每一个众生呢都会尊敬我们。
So therefore, you know, when we are able to do that, you know, able to respect each and every sent beings, then that brings so much happiness. The point is this, that brings so much happiness for yourself and for others, you know.
所以我们真正能够打从心里尊敬每个众生的话呢，真正能够做到这一点的话，我们就可以为众生带来快乐。这样因为我们为众生带来快乐呢，我们也可以为自身自己本身带来快乐。
So, but I mean just simple example. I mean, in our daily life, you know, you, the son or daughter respect the parent, you know, remembering their kindness, you know, how much they take care of us, you know. Some we don't remember, some we remember, but you look logically, of course you look, then of course, even you don't remember, but logically you'll understand how much they take care of us, parent, you know. So then you understand that, you respect that with this kindness. Because of that you respect.Truly respect, you know. Then of course, the happiness is there, you know. Parent happy, so, I mean, you are happy, so, you know. Help each other. I think just example, you know, happy family is there, you know.
所以再举一个简单的例子，就在我们的日常生活中，如果呢儿女呢能够尊敬父母的话，若儿女呢能够尊敬父母，是因为他们呢记得他们意念呢这个父母给他们的恩惠，因为他们的意念呢父母呢很好的很无微不至的照顾自己。当然可能有些人他们不记得了，不能意念父母对自己的恩惠。可是呢他们如果去以逻辑来分析的话，他们都可以想象得到父母对自己的照顾，对自己的恩惠。这样如果他能够意念父母对自己的照顾，这样的恩惠特别，这样尽心尽力无微不至的照顾自己的话呢，这样他对父母就有这个感恩的心了。那感恩的心呢，他就会真正的去尊敬他的父母。那尊敬他的父母呢，这样在这个家庭里面，他们就能够很快乐的生活在一起。这样呢，父母会疼爱子女，子女会尊敬父母，他们会互相照应。那这就是一个幸福快乐的家庭。
So in Buddhism, of course, there are much more deeper understanding.Of kindness of the parent, you know. In Buddhism, we don't talk. The present parent is not only this time, they are so kind to us. They did so much to us, not only this life. In Buddhism, of course, the same parent did numberless of time, same kind of kindness to us, you know. Numberless of time. You were able to think this way, of course.Then your respect to parent is different, much deeper. No.
像佛法，以佛法的观念来看呢，父母对你的恩惠，我们对这样的层次的理解其实更深的。因为呢，从佛法的观念来看呢，不只是这一世，不只是这一世，我们的父母呢，对我们呢，有恩，非常对我们非常的慈爱， 为我们做了很多很多的事情了，为我们牺牲做很多很多的事情。同样的父母呢，不只是这一生成为我们父母，他同样的是无数生哦，无数生数不清了，无数次，他们都同样是我们的父母，而且他们都同样的对我们照顾的无微不至。所以呢，以佛法的观点来看呢，我们的父母对我们的恩惠呢是很大很大很大的，是恩重如山。所以以佛法的观点来看，我们对我们的父母的恩惠，其实是更深的。
So like that, so there's so much, you know, when you, so much to respect. You know, there's so much reason to respect parents.I'm just giving example, you know.
所以呢，我们其实从佛法的观点来看呢，我们有很多很多很多的理由呢，要对我们的父母感恩。先讲的只是从一个层面哦，讲一个例子而已。
So like that. So again, another way is like that. Of course, what we able to meet Buddha Dharma.Are able to practice, able to study. You know, I mean, this all you look, this kind, deeply is kindness of the parent, you know.
像从另一个角度或者另一个层面来看呢，我们这一生呢能够遇到佛法，我们能够进一步的去修读去学习啊，其实呢这有赖于父母对我们的恩惠。
So like that, you know, so,There's no logic, you know, like this present parent did only one life, only this life is the parent, you know. Only this life they have. There's no logic, you know, they never have in past life. You know, there's no logic, you know.
所以呢，如果从逻辑学的观点来看呢，这一生呢，他们是你的父母，就表示呢，有可能可以发生过去生呢，他们也是你的父母，所以没有逻辑说他过去生不能成为你的父母，因为东西每次都是重复的嘛，你犯错都犯很多次的，对吗
？Okay, so there are more logic, you know, that this present parent have numberless of time.Has been numberless of time our parent, you know.
So, 所以你这一生的父母啊，所以你这一生的父母呢，过去生也同样是你的父母吗？他也同样做过你的父母很多很多次了。
So there's the Buddha's teaching, you know. There's I don't know one of the teaching somewhere Lamrim. I don't remember where. You know, I saw there. You know.
所以这个在佛陀的开示里面呢都可以看到可是天文就不懂是在菩提寺到哪里看到或读到了我们都读到了可是都忘了在哪里
So I mean, the expression they give in the sutra, you know, how much milk you drink, you know, drink from this mother, how much milk you drink from this mother is more than ocean like that, you know.
Milk, how much milk?
Like baby, you drink milk from mother, yeah? So, you know, you put all this milk together, it's more than ocean.That much milk you drink, you know, like that. So I'm just giving some idea, expression like that.
在佛陀在经典上就曾开始了。我们从我们的母亲那边所喝的母乳，这一生所喝的母乳，还有过去生所喝的，你跟它加起来呀，它比世界上的海洋还要深，还要多。你把母乳全部倒，它变得比海洋还要深。
Understand? 啊？So like that. So So, I mean, when I was young, so I don't remember. Maybe two, or maybe, I don't know, maybe 3 years old. Must be around that, 3 years old. So, that time my parents decided to go to India from my hometown. So I was maybe 3 years, so my parents decided to go to India. Maybe 3 or 4 years old I was, I don't remember, but they decided to go to India, so they want, only father, mother want to go, then they left me there with my grandparent. They want to leave me there. So my grandparent live, I think, 2 or 3 hours walking distance. Like that. So then my mother want to go to India, so therefore she took me and put my grandparent place, you know. She want to put there, you know, she brought me there, she said.
在 Kieran 之小的时候呢，就大概是3、4岁的时候了，像他的父母呢要去印度了。像他要去印度呢，那时候那Kieran 之他们还小嘛，他就把他们寄托在他们的祖父母的家。像他祖父母的家离他在喜马拉雅山的那个雪山那边的家，其实他们要走大概3、4个钟头的路程才会到祖父母的家。
So after she put me there, then she came back, you know, from the, my grandparents' house back to her home. So then next 2 days, she's supposed to leave to India with my father. So then that night, she said she had a dream about me. I'm like, I was crying and holding her leg, you know, like, oh, don't go like that, you know. She dreamt about that. I was crying like that, you know. She said that. She dreamt that, yeah.
Yeah. 这样的他把 Kieran 去放在他祖父母家过后呢，这样2天后他应该是，他妈妈应该是和他的爸爸一起去印度了。可是那时候呢，他的妈妈做了个梦，就 Kieran 就妈做了一个梦，他梦见了Kieran 就在那边哭啊哭啊哭啊，然后抱住他妈妈的脚，坐在他的脚，哎呀，不要走啊，不要走！啊，他妈妈就做了这样的梦了啊。
Look like Kimo sounds.
Kimo can visualize it, picturize it in my mind.
So then.My mother said because of that, so maybe she thought better not to leave, you know. She thought maybe better not to go to India. So that time, from my hometown to go to India, it takes a long time. You need to walk 5-6 days. By walking, then after that, you have to take another 1 or 2 days by bus to go to that India, some particular place there, you know.
所以他妈妈想了想了，做了这个梦之后，就想想着，哎呀，还是不要去印度好了，因为他放心不下 Kieran 不接嘛，所以这样，哎，还是不要去了。所以呢，那时候他就让他爸爸自己一个人出发，在那时候从 Kieran 接的那个雪山呢，喜马拉雅东部的雪山，要去印度的话，大概要5、6天了才会到啊！他们要走路，他们是走路的哈，因为山上没有 bus， 没有 helicopter 嘛，他们要走路的。这走路要走大概5、6天，其中1、2天还要搭那个巴士啊。
So like that, so 啊，so anyway, then I think because of this dream, so she decided not to go. But, you know, so then my father was a little bit upset.You know, my father want to go, you know. Well, he decide to go, must go, you know. My mother said, no, like, you know. Like that, then somehow she decide not to go. Then after that, and then my father want to go. He left, then mother didn't go, then went to see, pick up me, you know, from the grandparent. I think 2 to 3 hours walking distance, like that. So then when my mother came there, then I was very sick like that, she said, you know. Like that, then truly after that, you know, she brought back to home, then I was all sick for, I don't know, 2-3 weeks like that. Then she said, if she left me, she go to India, you know. Then she thought, she think, you know, I definitely, I'll be dead, you know. Cannot survive, she said, because I was very, very sick after that, she said.
所以呢，因为他的 Karen G 的妈妈做了这个梦了，所以他最后他就决定不要去了，不要去印度了。所以呢，他的爸爸当然有点不大高兴，可是他妈妈已经做了决定了，就不去了。所以呢，最后呢，就他的爸爸自己一个人出发到印度去了。这样，他的妈妈决定不要去呢，他就走了两三个钟头呢，去把 Karen G 接回家。大人走路比较快了，两三个钟头，刚才小孩子呢是三四个钟头啊，你们注意听。 不一样哦，所以两个商头走到那边就把他接回家。他去到他的祖父母的家的时候，看见哎，天文杰果然就生病了，而且病得还不轻，所以他就把他接回家。这样接回家呢，他大概那时候天文杰大概病了两三个星期，所以他的妈妈就讲了，就自己心里想，还好啊，幸亏啊我留下来，因为他妈妈觉得，如果呢他 离开印度的话呢，他离开了去了印度哈，像刚好呢，天文杰又生病的话呢，他没有留下来照顾的话，他妈妈猜想他大概哦，天文杰就会大概这样了，就走掉了，你们就看不到他在这里了，啊。
So I mean, she didn't tell me this thing until I graduate. I don't know, before, I don't know, only after graduate, even after that, you know, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 years before she did told me this story, you know, before I didn't know at all, you know.
所以呢，Karen杰的妈妈呢，一直没有跟她讲这个故事。 不是故事，而是发生的事啊！直到他过后去佛学院啊、斯拉斯啊读完书了，毕业过后，大概是10到15年，他都没说过这件事。直到他毕业过后，他才说了。因为他说可能 Karen 几岁啊，3-4岁了，应该都忘记了啊。
So, I mean just simple example. I'm trying to give some example. Simple example for my case like that. Of course, that's just one example, but then after that, of course, I remember I was sick, age of 7, 8, 9, that age I was very, very sick, you know, but, you know, my mother thought I couldn't survive at all like that, you know, so much, you know, bring him to hospital. Hospital is a 2-hour walking distance, you know, and carry at the back, and bring there, no. Come back. Then of course she have to do housework, look after the cow, this and that. There's so many things, you know. Then she have to cook, feed, you know. So like that.
这是 Karen G 讲，这是发生在自己身上的一个例子了，就是他自己例子就一个例子一样。像他记得的这3-4岁的那个例子，是他怕不记得，他妈妈跟他讲的。像他自己记得这7-8，大概7-8-9岁了，也对了，因为5年前1到5岁我们通常都不记得的了。像他大概是7-8-9岁的时候呢，他又生病了，这次又病得不轻了。像他妈妈在看啊。 哎呀，不懂能不能活下来以后，就看，像他妈妈就把他背在他的身上了，背上了，就走大概2小时去医院了。他们是住在山上的，所以要背了，要下山了去医院，然后再走回来背他回去。所以呢，这样一去医院一趟再回来，这样他妈妈也是很忙啊，在家里要照顾小孩子，还要喂牛啊，他们是养牛的嘛，喝牛奶什么喂牛啊，还要煮饭啊，所以他妈妈其实很忙的。
So like that, when I hear the story, the mother telling me, you know, like that, so really, I mean, I just feel because how kind they are, you know. You know, so because of our kindness, you know, she didn't go to India and she looked after me, then because of that I'm able to become monk or able to study or this, able to live up to now, you know. You know, so like that, you look deeply like that. And when I look deeply like that, then this impossible to repay their kindness, you know.
So, you know, this is,天如君以他自己为例了，他就去回想啊，回忆啊，像他母亲对他的照顾啊，其实真的是无微不至的。所以呢，他可以感受他的母亲呢对他的慈爱。因为呢，他母亲因为他生病了，生病，所以呢，他就没有去印度了，所以他就放弃去印度的机会，这样因为他母亲对他的照顾呢，所以他就活了下来。他活下来最后就成为就出家了。那出家了就能够进一步的去修习佛法啦，一直到现在，所以他能够活到现在。所以现在我们看得到他呢，是因为呢他去分析去意念去思维，然后是因为他母亲呢对他的慈爱啊，对他的恩惠，所以他母亲对他的恩惠是很大很大，是难以回报的。
So, I mean, this just, we talk about just this life, you know, I'm just talking about this life. But you think about thy kindness from life to life, you know. Then, of course, there's so much, you know, they are kind to us, you know, protect us from many different type of danger, you know, when you are burnt or any kind of rebirth we take. So when they are parents, you know, they really sacrifice their life to protect us, you know, like this.
所以呢，这只是这一生哦，这一生我们已经可以看到，已经可以，我们已经可以分析自己，可以看到，可以感觉到。所以这一生呢，我们的母亲啊，对我们的恩惠，更何况是如果以佛法的角度来看，我们看看我们的生生世世，因为不止这一生，还有过去生。在过去生，我们所有的母亲对我们的恩惠呢，是很大很大很大的啊，他。保护我们免受各种各样的危险，让我们能够继续活下来，活到那一生完为止。而且不只是这个人道，比如说在我们的过去生，我们投生到畜生道去，比如说我们投生为小鸟的话，我们是小鸟飞飞，但我们长成小鸟的时候，那个母鸟对我们的爱护，保护我们免受其他的动物的伤害等等。这当然还有很多不同的生，不同的过去生，所以我们的父母呢，在我们的过去生里面呢，都积极很，都尽力的维护我们呢，保护我们免受各种各样危险，而且不只是一生，是生生世世，很多很多，数不清啊。
So therefore, you see in the teaching, you know, the respecting parent, you know.Not harming parent, respecting parent is important. If you harm, then very, very heavy negative karma. You know, harm doesn't mean physically, you know, bodily, mentally. If you harm the parent, then of course become very, very heavy negative karma. Then of course same time, you take care of the parent, you know, look up to the parent while. Then of course create so much merit also, mentioned in the Lamrim also, you know.
所以在佛法的开示里面呢，他都有讲到要敬重我们的父母，所以呢，我们不应该去伤害我们的父母。当我们讲我们不要伤害父母的话呢，并不表示我们呢在真的去伤害，就是那伤害他的身体，其实不只是包括身体上的伤害，包括我们在语言上哦，讲话方面哦，也不应该去伤害到我们的父母。所以不只是身体上的伤害，包括心理上的伤害都是。因为如果我们对我们的父母造成伤害的话，我们所造的那个业呢是非常重的。 他的业呢是加倍，是很重的。反过来说，如果我们能够尽心尽力的照顾我们的父母，把我们的父母照顾得很好的话，同样的我们会积累很大的功德福报。
So like that, so that's all we need to learn. Because we don't know them, we just, you know, just angry with small thing, with the parent, this and that, we shout, you know, not listening, shout back, you know, then so much angry there, like that, then it creates so much agony to come, you know.
因为呢，我们通常我们都没有这样去想，我们没有这样去分析啊，我们都觉得哎呀，我们都不知道，所以不管了。所以当有些很小的事情发生的时候呢，我们也可能就感到生气了啊，我们就喊回我们的父母，因为我们没有这样仔细的去分析去想啊，所以可能为了一点小小的事情而发生口角，我们就喊回我们的父母。
So like that, that's the practice to start. But ultimately, of course, then.Slowly, then this every sentient beings are same like that, you know. Then always not harming, always respect, like that. Wherever you see, you know, they equally, you know, they help us. When you will be able to understand that, when you understand that, then you're able to respect each and every sentient beings. You know, then if you respect, then of course you don't create negative karma related with particular sentient beings. So that means you don't harm.You know, so that if you don't harm them, of course, then you don't create negative karma. So therefore, then of course you don't suffer. You know, so like this.
所以呢，这是我们自己要平常要去思维进一步的去思维的。这样呢，如果我们能够扩展了，这不只是我们这一生的父母，扩展到所有每一个众生的话，因为每个众生呢都曾经是我们的父母，都当过我们的父母。这样呢，我们能扩展了，把我们的思维修扩及到每一个众生的话，这样我们就不会去伤害任何一个众生，我们都会对每一个众生呢产生一个敬重的心理。所以呢，不管是你看到任何一个人哦，你都可以马上意念，哎，他是我以前的父母。好，每一个众生呢，都同样的是我们的父母，都同样的在我内身中呢帮助过我。像你如果能够很在心里能仔细的能想过，都明了的话呢，这样你就能对每一个众生呢产生这个敬重的心理，就可以尊敬每一个众生。这样呢，你就不会呢去对任何一个众生呢去制造这个恶业，不会对他做出恶业。这样呢，你不会制造恶业的话，你就不会去伤害那个众生，这样你就会伤害所有的众生。如果你不去伤害所有的众生，你就不会去制造恶业。你不会制造恶业的话呢，你将来就不会感受到恶痛苦的业的果报。
So therefore, you know, reciting Buddha Shakyamuni mantra slowly, then you do making this prostration, you know. If you do well, so this is very, very powerful, you know. This way you are able to respect for every and every sentient beings, you know, then reduce your pride, you know, and truly respect, you know, like that. So this is a very, very powerful practice, you know.
所以呢，刚才我们讲到，其实我们从讲到念本师释迦牟尼佛的佛号开始，我们讲念佛号的时候有三个方法，对吗？第一个就是顶礼，顶礼是表示敬重、尊敬。所以我们尊敬呢是佛了，这我们的对象是佛陀。可是呢，我们也想想，我们应该把我们的这个修行扩展至所有的每一个众生了，我们都可以顶礼每一个众生。这样如果我们对 顶礼的真正的那修行，它的内容，它的含义啊，真正明了，而且能够去真正的去修的话呢，它可以是一种很有力的一个修行方法，可以带给我们很多的加持还有福报。所以我们真正明了的话呢，我们就可以打从我们的心里呢去尊重啊，敬重每一个众生，好像尊重本师释迦牟尼佛一样。哦，如果能够做到这样的话，我们就能够完全可以摧服摧毁、哦、我们的这个慢的心理，我们的慢心、哦、就可以完完全全摧服掉。所以呢，这个顶礼、哦、一个修行方法，这个顶礼、哦、它是一个非常强而有力的修行方法，如果你做得好的话。
说了的说啊，阿弥不仅诸帕姆诸伽塔以三，阿弥三个阿弥，这是 sign of the respect, you know, just, you know, respect sign, you know, making, 不仅帕姆诸伽塔 is like respect sign, you know, like that.
所以当我们讲到顶礼这个修行的时候，我们其实第一个要做的是双手合十。这双手合十呢，是表示对对方的一种敬重。
So like that, so you can understand, you know, you do one prostration, then you become enlightened, you don't need to do anything.
所以呢，如果你做得好的话呢，就一门深入，佛法讲一门深入，就一个方法你修到底。所以你做个顶礼呢，做得好的话呢，你就能成佛了。
啊，对。Sometimes people say Buddhist practice so complicated, but one way is such a simple, you know, one prostration, aka enlightened.
所以呢，有些人觉得啊，佛法好难修啊，这么多啊，哇，这么多方法，什么时候好难啊，有些好深啊，这佛法真的很难修。其实很简单，你做顶礼对吗？做一个顶礼，哎，你就成佛了。你做得好，你就成佛了。
Okay, simple is that. Ah, like that, getting light. I mean, of course, from your heart, you do like that, getting light. That's all. Simple is that, you know.
Kim Rinji, you just laugh. You just say,
ah. Ah, of course. You know, so like that.
所以呢，佛法说难，它真的是难；可是说简单呢，它也真的是很简单啊，对不对？所以呢，如果你真的修得好的话，你真的你把这一门功课做得很好，就做顶礼的话，你做得很好很好的话，做到底的话，完完全全透彻，很透彻的明白，很明了哦。它的含义，它的深意化，你做得好的话，这个顶礼呢，你就成佛了。当然，这个顶礼你要真的从你的心里，这清净心100%的清净心这样去做的话，哦，你也就能够成佛。
What do you think?
Ha.
What do you think? Possible? No?
你觉得可能吗？可能吗？做个顶礼你就成佛了？
Yeah, true. I mean, it look. I mean, of course, it looks even simpler. Okay, that enlightened so far, but it looks simpler. You know, when you sincerely respect in the home, remember, your brother, sister, parent, whoever. But I mean, this example there. You are the one who respect everyone by that.Put your palm together, smile. You know, of course, this five parent, brother, sister, parent, they love you so much. Simple is that. Of course, you bring so much happiness in the family. You will sincerely do that. You know, of course, then you will be so happy going back to home, you know. Because you see the joy in the home, you know.
所以呢，这个东西好像看起来很简单哦，这个方法 这个法门呢、啊，修行的法门呢、啊，看起来好像很简单，其实呢，这是要发自内心很真诚的一种尊敬，一种尊重。比如说，如果你能够这样在家里做的话，因为你在家里你有父母、兄姐啊、弟妹，对吗？都有这样很多的成员。如果你能够真的发自内心的去尊敬他们哦，你双手合十啊，然后脸带笑容去做的话，诶，这是很好的一件事，因为父母兄弟之间呢都有一种很深的关爱嘛，自然的关爱。你能够这样真诚的去做的话，在你看到呢，每个人都会感受到快乐，所以你这个就是一个很快乐的家庭了。所以你都很愿意回到家里，因为可以感受到那种快乐。
So like that. So of course, then I mean, this reality is like that. If you do that, of course, you really sincerely do that, you know, then happiness is there. You know, of course, then, so I'm saying, in a bigger way, you respect everybody you see everywhere. Then, I mean, similarly like that, you know.
当然这是能够这样做的话呢，就会看到它的效果。这样呢，可是要这样做，我们真要发自内心、很真诚的、很诚心的去做。这样我们只是讲这个在家里的例子啦，敬爱父母、兄弟姐妹。你应该把它扩展哦，扩展到尊重每一个人哦。不论在什么地方啊，尊重我们和我们遇到人相处的人。
So, also, I mean, one way, I mean, I just thought came, what call, in the text mentioned when you do prostration, you know, then you create the karma to take will training king, you know, mentioned in the sutra that you do prostration, then you create the karma to become will training king, you know.
所以呢，就是我们讲的是从各种方面呢、啊、去看。刚才讲的是另外一个方面去看。像在那个佛经里面有讲到，顶礼的利益啊，顶礼的好处。像如果你能够做你的顶礼的话，去顶礼的话呢，你就造下了善业。这善业呢，将来你就能够转世啊，成为转轮圣王。
Okay, so. So what I'm saying here is, of course, the prostitution reality, of course, you know, respect everybody, you know. Then, of course, even this life, of course, everybody respect back to you, you know. Of course, when you respect everybody, you don't create karma, negative karma, then, you know, always creating merit, of course, definitely, you know, next life you will become a very powerful person, or, you know. So that means, of course, because of how you live your life, so next life, everyone will respect back to you, you know. So, I mean, that's the idea. So, I mean, whether you're king or not, not the point, but the point is, everybody will respect back to you, you know. Then you're like a king, you know.
所以呢，这顶礼呢，其实是在经典里面讲很多很多的好处。这顶礼就是表示尊敬别人。如果你能够尊敬或敬重啊每一个人的话呢，这样呢，因为缘起的缘故，所以别人也会尊敬你、敬重你。所以呢，你就不会去制造恶业。在你不制造恶业的话呢，你来生呢就可以投生到善趣去。所以它对你来生其实有帮助的。这样因为你顶礼别人，对吗？所以来生呢，你不一定会成为国王或什么转轮圣王，可是呢，你来生因为顶礼的缘故，你会成为一个有权势的人，或者是成为一个有权势的人，就好像别人也会很尊敬你，你就好像一个国王一样啊。虽然你不是真的国王啊，可是你好像国王，因为别人都都会尊敬你，会尊重你。
So like that, huh? So that's why I see the Chinese tradition. They say when see somebody, I don't know, they do like put palm together, and the saying that Amitabha or something like that, I don't know. Whether they say only the monk or for everyone, I don't know. Everyone, yeah. The Buddha, Amitabha. I mean, this very, very wonderful, I mean, practice, you know.
所以呢, 这是, 天荣觉看到的, 就看到在, 华人呢, 华人呢, 就是, 华人的显教里面呢, 通常我们看到对方, 我们对双手合十, 然后就说, 阿弥陀佛, 哎, 所以, 天荣觉认为这是一个很好的, 一个, 一个修行的方式, 很好的见面礼了, wonderful, wonderful. 是啊，可以得到万般的福德，所以叫万德福。万德菩萨
，OK， wonderful. So, of course, that's I mean, not only from the it's from the words. It doesn't mean that really saying from the heart. Of course, there's so many reasons to think again. Of course, Amitabha means yeah. So like seeing the other anyone. You know, see any other sentient being when you say Amitabha means not saying that Amitabha, not saying that, you know, you're Amitabha Buddha, not saying that, but you know, all sentient beings have the Buddha nature. You know, their mind, by nature, their mind is pure. You know, their Buddha nature. You know, they can be Amitabha Buddha, their potential to be Amitabha, will become Amitabha like that. So I teach that. When you know that, you know, then you really respect, like Amitabha, you can say that, you know, that potential to become Amitabha like that. So therefore you respect, you know. So, what you call like, cherish, you know, like cherish like Amitabha like that, you cherish the sentient beings, I teach that, who really want the, what called the, rice. You really cherish the rice, then you must cherish the seed of the rice. You know. So I did the same thing like that.
所以呢, 当我们说这个, 这个敬重别人或双手合十说阿弥陀佛的时候, 不是嘴巴讲而已, 不是那字, 你真的要发自内心的很真诚的, 啊, 去说, 这样才会, 才会有那个效果, 完完全的效果。 我们可以从各种角度来去思维去分析, 当我们是跟别人说阿弥陀佛, 我们不是说那个人是阿弥陀佛了, 并不是说这个意思, 不是说, 哦, 那个人, 哦, 你就是阿弥陀佛, 而是说呢, 我们所看到每一个众生的, 我跟你讲阿弥陀佛说, 这个众生呢, 他是有佛性的, 他的心呢, 本来就是清洁, 很清净的, 很无染的, 他的心本来就清净无染的, 哦, 所以呢, 他就是因为他的本心呢, 是清净, 无染的, 所以他有这个潜质, 他有这个潜质, 现代的华语来讲, 他有这个潜质呢, 成为将来的佛, 所以呢, 我跟这个将来的佛呢, 顶礼, 哦, 让我跟他讲, 阿弥陀佛, 就他将来, 他清净的心呢, 也能够将成为像阿弥陀佛一样的佛陀。 啊, 所以我因为这样的缘故呢, 所以呢, 我很敬重每一个众生, 我珍爱每一个众生, 就好像我珍爱阿弥陀佛一样。 啊, 所以这是我说, 啊, 阿弥陀佛, 啊, 就好像, 华语有句话叫, 爱屋及乌, 如果你喜欢那间屋子的话, 那屋子上面站着那只小鸟, 你也会一起喜欢的。
So like that, so there's many, you know, many need to learn, you know, so therefore need to learn. You know, with this understanding, then you're really able to respect, you know, your heart can be bigger, you know. Our heart is just, normally our heart is very limited way of thinking, you know. But in practice, then of course able to unlimit your mind, you know, to respect everybody with this kind of meditation, you know. So able to make your heart bigger, you know. Then your heart is bigger, you can breathe better. live longer.
We breathe with lung. We breathe with lung.
好，就其实这样的思维修是要我们明白啊，当我们双手合十哈，我们尊敬啊，那尊敬啊，那敬重众生那个内涵呢、啊，它里面的内容，它意思是什么？因为如果我们去这样进一步去思维、去分析的话呢，这样我们的心呢就不会，因为心呢原来是比较狭窄的，我们只看到这一生，只看到自己。这样去分析思维的话呢，我们可以尊敬别人，尊敬每个众生，这样我们心呢就可以放得比较宽、比较大，这样呢我们就可以无限的扩展我们的心量。我们的心量就可以扩展，就可以包容啊每一个众生。这样我们的心越大的话呢，我们的呼吸就越顺畅。
啊，是来的，是。So idea is that of course when we don't know how to think, you know, we just think very narrow our way of thinking.Very narrow thinking, then of course that means your heart is very tight, small, you know. Then breathing difficult, you know.
所以呢，通常我们都不懂得怎样去思维或怎样去分析了。我们只看到眼前的东西，我们想啊，自己，我们自己。所以我们的心量是很狭窄的，我们心量是很小的。啊，如果我们能够懂怎样去思维、怎样去分析的话呢，我们就可以扩展我们心量了。这样我们就觉得我们的呼吸会比较好。
啊，好。You understand? Huh?
啊，对对，
啊 ，What are Mala say?
Your heart become bigger. You can accommodate all.
Yeah.
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 All encompassing heart.
Oh, like that. So we have the choice. So we have the choice.
所以这个选择呢，在我们的手上了。
So like that. So what I'm talking here now, I don't know.
You just say the first practice only, prostration. There are three practices. Yeah.
Oh.
太深了，我翻译不了。
All like that. So, then of course, then making offering, yeah. So visualize, whatever you make, a small offering, you know, light, flower, you can visualize, or physically you can prepare, hold on the hand, you know, visualize, nonetheless, make offering to Buddha Shakyamuni like that. So that's the another type of practice, you know.When you chant, also you can do that. So also this creates so much merit, you know.
当然第二个修法就是做供养。这供养呢，我们想我们要观想我们。 供养本师释迦牟尼佛，可以是个小小的供养了，或者是可以是灯供啦、花供啦，各种各样因为最美好的东西去做供养。这样我们当然也可以真的去准备这个供养，我们可以手持花或手持灯供，手持一些鲜花或灯供，然后做供养。当然我们手持的可能是一个比较小的供养，就一样两样，可是我们要观想我们的供养呢是无量无边的，遍满整个虚空的，不只是手上的那种供养，然后以这样的观想还有手上的供养呢去供养佛。所以在我们在念这个本师释迦牟尼佛心咒的时候呢，我们就可以做这样的供养，这样我们就可以用这个方法呢积累很大的福报。
So like that, so I mean this is the one way, you know, when you offer like that, so you don't have this clinging on the object when you offer sincerely, you know, that no clinging on the object, you know, this my, this, you know, this cut that, you know, totally offer, you know, offering is that, you know, totally offer.No clinging on that. So that means no miserliness. You know, cut down the miserliness. You know.
这是一种供养的方法了，就刚才我们讲这个供养的方法。但最重要的呢，做供养的就是我们的心要很虔诚，要很清净，不要对我们的供养的东西有那种贪着或禁令的心理。
So that.Point is that, you know, making offering is like, one is great merit, but one way is to cut your miserliness. You know, so start from Buddha. You know, like this, when you offer, anything offer, you know, really cut, you know, clinging on that object, you know, detach from that, you know, then make offering like that. So that's the practice of offering is about that.
所以呢，做供养呢，这供养的修行呢，其实它有两层呢，它有两层意思。第一个呢，第一个意思当然就我们做供养的时候呢，我们就可以以供养呢积累福报，积累福报。在另一层意思呢，它其实我们做供养的时候，我们对于我们所做的供养，不要那个坚定的心理，要贪着的心理，我们把这个贪着坚定心理完全给去除，给断掉。
So like that, so therefore in the teaching, the point is that therefore in the teaching, so make your best offering, you know, not the worst one. Choose your best object you have, then make offering. So I teach that. So that means cut down the clinging attachment on the objects. I teach that.
所以呢，根据佛陀的开示呢，当我们做供养的时候呢，我们该以自己的能力呢做最好的供养，而不是自己有能力啊就做一些普普通通很差的供养，那这样就不对了。因为我们做最好以自己能力做最好的供养呢，我们可以供奉给佛，就可以用这个供养的修行方法来减轻或断除我们这个悭贪的那个心理。
So idea is that, you know, making offering is about that cut, the miserliness or attachment that, you know.
所以做供养呢，其实是一种修行的方式，是可以帮助我们断除我们的贪执。
So like that, so when you make this kind of offering, no attachment, letting go like that, then of course, ideally, of course, then you give this kind ofoffering our charity to other sentient beings. You know, whatever you have opportunity, whenever sentient beings need, then you practice the generosity, you know. Really, just really giving, you know, no hope back, no returning back, sincerely give, you know, there's no hope back, returning back, you know, smiling back, you know. Without that, you know, just really,truly given from the heart. So that's the practice of offering is about that, you know.
所以当我们做供养的时候呢，我们要断除我们的贪执，我们把我们贪执啊，对那个供养的供养品的那贪执呢放下。 这样放下了，这样我们做供养的时候呢，不只是供养佛，我们可以进步供养、哦、给所有的众生啊，布施给，通常供养众生的时候我们就讲布施了，这样佛的话我们讲供养，所以在众生我们讲布施，这样只要有机会的话呢，众生需要的时候呢，我们应该无贪着的布施，就是众生需要的时候我们给，尽我们的能力给，然后呢我们不要求众生对我们有回报，就你在给的时候不要在想哎呦，将来他要还给我什么，将来我要什么什么，不要有这样的贪着回报的念头，这样子我们要打从心里呢很清净的去布施啊，这就是我们的供养的修行方式。
So like that, so Rudastha about the practice of offering, you know. So it leads up to cut, the whole point is cut the attachment. The miserliness, cut that.
所以呢，我们做供养呢，主要如果从佛法的修行看，是要断除我们的贪着，断除我们的坚定的心理。
So like that, so this way, so then, of course, then you, whenever you have opportunity, you're able to help many sentient beings much as possible when you have opportunity. You know, when you have the resources, when you have, then you are able to make it, you know, through this meditation and offering. So if you have, then you are able to have many sentient beings much as possible, you know, temporarily.You know, release their pain, suffering, whatever we can manage, you know. So we are able to do that.
所以呢，这就是我们做供养的修行。当我们有机会能够帮助其他众生的话，当我们有这个能力能够帮助其他众生的话，我们有这个资源，自己本身有这个资源呢，有这个能力的话，这样我们就可以做这个供养，供养佛，供养众生的这个修行方法。当然，这我们帮助这些众生呢，给他们一些帮助，也只是这一生的帮助，这是很短暂的帮助。可是，短暂的帮助呢，能够帮助他们去除他们这一生或暂时的那痛苦和烦恼。
So like that. So idea is that offering is about reduce the attachment. You know, your wealth, possession, including your body. You know, we cling so much. So by making offering, we're able to cut down everything. You know, the clinging on this life, this body, our possession. You know, able to cut that. You know, once you're able to cut that, then, you know, when you don't have this clinging on this life, this body, possession, then,Our mind is much, much peaceful, you know.
所以呢，当我们做供养的时候呢，主要是要断除我们的贪着的心理。若不能断除的话，也是减轻我们的贪着的心理。所以呢，我们可以布施或者供养我们的财物我们所拥有的资源如果能够这样布施出去或供养出去的话我们就可以断除或减轻我们对这一生呢、啊，这一生的贪着，可以断除我们对我或我所有所拥有的这一生所拥有的东西的那种贪着。
So like that, then you know, then happy life like that. Then of course, ultimately you have to die. So by end of the day, also that's easy to die. You know, there's nothing clinging. So easy to let go everything. You know that.That means so your good life, good death, a good rebirth. I taste that.
所以呢，如果能够这样做的话呢，我们这一生呢就可以过得很幸福、很快乐，因为呢，到底我们这一生呢，每个人这一生呢都会面对死亡。这一生呢，我们过了这一生过后，我们就会死亡。这样，如果我们能够这样做的话呢，我们死的时候，这一生我们就可以死得轻轻松松。我们就轻轻松的死掉，因为呢，我们很容易，因为我们已经修了嘛，很容易就能够放下对这一生的执着。所以呢，如果能够这样做的话呢，就我们生的时候呢，我们就可以 这样修供养的话，我们这生呢就可以过得很好。这样呢，因为我们能够放下的话，我们死的时候可以死轻松。哦，所以我们这生过得好，死也死得好。所以呢，将来的来生也可以得到一个好的来生。
So like that. So then.
所以我们就可以讲呢，我们这一生就好生好死好来世。
Good life, good death,
good rebirth,
good rebirth. That,
You understand Mandarin?
Yeah, I do.
Can we do understand Mandarin?
I don't understand. So, must see the point. What I'm trying to say is, must see the point. Otherwise, sometimes we don't see the point. Or prostration, what benefit? Making offering, what benefit? We don't see. Just do quickly, then.There's nothing there. We don't see the point. But you, as I mentioned, you'll be able to think like that. Meditate like that. You do one prostration or you make a small offering. You know, it's amazing, you know, if we think correctly. Ultimately, bring the happiness, you know, from life to life.
所以为什么要这样讲，或者说要讲哦？如果是佛教的观点呢，我们应该怎样做？这是因为我们要明白我们在做什么哦，要不然呢，只是说哦，顶礼，你在跟着做顶礼啊，供养快啊，供养想一想哦，快点了哦，哎，做完了哦，快手快脚全部做完了哦，完了，这样的话呢，它利益是不大的。他没有什么大利益。如果你在做的时候呢，你能根据齁，就 Karen 姐所教的，让你去思维去想齁，去观修这样去想的话，这样就算你是做一个小小的供养，你能够如理作意啊，这样去修去做的话，这样你才能得到真正的利益，佛法上的利益。这样呢，你就可以啊，跟自己带来真正的快乐。
So like that. So then, of course, then you do that third practice, purification practice, you know, then, as I mentioned before, like the visualize. So, this is also very, very powerful, especially if you have so much anger in the heart, or so much jealous or pride in the heart, you know. If you have that, then you do this meditation. Light come, purify it, you know. All this, just your concept.You just made up all this anger, jealous, your mind made this thing. Actually, do this meditation, letting go, you know, come out from your body like that. When it's letting go, it visualize clearly, you know, it's really leave your body like that, you know. Feel the joy, nothing there, you know. So this was very, very powerful, you know.
所以当然呢，我们讲到了那个顶礼啊，供养。现在最后一个，第三个就是，那个观想的甘露静下来了，那个净化了，净化的修行。这净化的修行呢，当然是我们要去观想的。这样，特别是当我们心里有很生气的时候，我们的嗔心很炽盛的时候，或我们有很强烈的妒忌心，或者是我们的慢心呢，觉得自己比别人好，这种慢心很强烈的时候呢，做这样的观想呢，就非常非常的适合。因为我们要想想，我们有这个嗔怒的心呢，我们会生气啦，会妒忌啦，会觉得自己比别人好啦，会功高我慢等等哦。这些东西呢，在心里呢，都是由我们的心去制造出来的。那么这些情绪呢，都是由我们的心呢、去创造出来的。所以我们要把这样的心理呢放下， 这样直接讲放下可能很难，所以我们就透过这样的观想啊，那甘露降下来，就把这些东西呢，全部洗啊，从我们的心里啊，从头到脚把它洗出去，我们的身体。这样如果观想能够观想得很清晰、很清楚的话呢，啊，这样这些不好的心理啊，变成黑黑的汁啊，被你的愿清洗出去你的心里的时候，这样你的心呢，身心就变得清净了。啊，清净的时候，这东西烦恼不见了，烦恼不见的话，这样取而代之啊，去代替它的就是那种快乐的心理啊，所以你就可以感受那个快乐。所以这是一个非常有力啊，很有力量的，很有用的一个修行方法。
So like that, so you know, so I teach that, you know, so mostly all these are mind problem. We made up ourselves. We cling on that.You know, anger is our mind made. You are the one who make this anger. You know, just holding on that, you know, strongly, then become the problem. You know, when you let go, there's nothing there. You know, you hold on, become problem. Anger, jealous, pride, whatever. You know. When you let go, there's nothing. You know, you are peaceful. You know. So this true meditation, you're able to do that. You really visualize clearly.Mindfully let go and feel joy, you know.
所以呢，我们所面对的烦恼，我们所这些烦恼，我们在心里在拿来烦恼、烦恼、烦的东西，什么叫烦恼？这烦恼都是我们心里自己制造出来的，啊。就由心造啊，比如说我们很生气的时候啊，我们对于某一件事情、某个人生气的时候，其实呢，这个气啊，是由你自己制造出来的。在你这边在想，就越来越生气，所以呢，那个生气的心理啊，就越来越强盛，你的嗔怒就越强盛，它变成一个问题啊。这个问题是你的问题，因为它的问题困扰着你，所以呢，我们借由这种修行进化的方式呢，把这个问题放下。你放下的时候，这个问题就不见了。同样的，我们妒忌的心理啊，或者我慢啊、共高的心理啊，也是由我们的心创造出来的。所以我们要借这个修行的方式呢，把它放下。所以呢，我们如果在观想的时候呢，观想的越清晰哈，越好哦，是怎么样的生气这样的方法。然后呢，它借着这个净化方式，把它全部冲掉，冲出你的心体。你观想的越清晰的话，这样呢，你一心不乱去想，把它冲掉的话，把它净化的话，这样你就越容易把它放下。这样烦恼不见掉过后呢，你就觉得很快乐，很平和。
So like that. So in the very beginning, of course, there's arise small anger due to, I mean, some cause and condition, small anger arises. But your mind made up so much on that, you know, beyond reality our mind make, you know, superimpose there, you know, nothing there, but your mind made so much. Then your mind becomesSo uneasy, difficult, you know, even cannot breathe like that. And difficult time, you know, oneself like that. So all this, I mean, with this meditation, able to purify it, you know, letting go is possible, you know.
所以呢，我们比如说我们生气了，我们的嗔怒，嗔怒的心理，这嗔怒的心理啊，当然是有个对境啦，有他升起的理由啦，等等啦，你自己的理由，所以它是一个因缘的，它是个因缘的，它不是自己没有因缘这样升起的，所以它是有因缘而生，所以因缘和合而生，在你的心呢就附在那边哦，那安立这个生气的理由，所以你越想就越生气了，这样有时候你烦到的时候，你觉得你呼吸有困难。所以当这样的事情发生的时候，其实你就应该修行这个净化的方法，然后呢就观想它是怎么样来的，要观想这个东西，要观想很清晰，然后呢你就借着这个净化的方式呢，把它放下，学习放下，如果真的能放下到完呢，你就会感受到快乐。
So then in this way, so then in daily life, of course you do this meditation daily life, you know, when anger arises, you know, just, you just recognize and just able to just let it go, you know, just recognize or anger arises and just letting go is possible.
所以如果你很熟悉啊，对这个方法很熟悉，你的日常生活中啊，当你的那个嗔心升起的时候，你的心呢有正念，就马上，哎，我现在生气了，就明了你的嗔心升起了，这样你就可以马上学习这个方法，就学习放下了，啊，这样如果你能够这样做的话呢，当然，尽自己的能力做了哈，看你能做到哪里了。
Okay, so Daya Ta Om Muni Ma Muni Soha, so become enlightened, you know. You chant long breath, meditate, next day you get enlightened.
所以呢, 讲了这么多，就是从刚才的那个开头时候，我们的短暂的共修，那个念诵那个佛的名号讲起的，所以呢, 如果我们在念诵这符号的时候呢，我们用我们的长期啊，修个长期，这样念慢慢的念，然后同时念的时候呢，能够做这个三种修行的方法的话呢，你能够这样做的话，而且很虔诚的发自潜心，一心不乱去做的话，哎呀，说不定等一下，明天哦，你就成佛了，哎，我们就要拜你了。 就要跟你顶礼了。<笑> So next day we need to prostrate to them. Because they enlightened already next day, so we need non-prostration.
Okay, so I don't know. Huh? Okay, so. Yeah, you have question, just one. Only one.
所以大家有没有问题? 有问题可以发问, 就时间发问一道问题。 安迪
安迪你如果用吟诗的话，我不会翻译。那我想问那个蛇缘起啊，那个坏句见啊，跟邪见有什么不同啊？坏句见，相聚的句。 见面的见，坏句见跟邪见有什么不同？邪见哈啊，有什么不同？
Auntie Anil, question is about 12 dependent arising, 十二缘起啊。不过你只是问那个见地，it's about the view, a part of the view. What's the difference between
the view?
The view or transitory collection and wrong view. What's the difference between wrong view and the view of transitory collection?
我只知道坏极见是好像是动物也有嘞，动物啊，它是好像一条虫哈、啊，在地上哦，我们哪一条绳弄它、啊，它会钻死啊，钻死我们不动它、啊，它会跑掉，这叫坏极见哦。但是我们人就不懂是什么了。哦，动物是这样哦。
Okay, Andy give an illustration. For example, about the animal, let's say a worm or a caterpillar. Let's say we use a string and you want to harm this caterpillar or this worm. This worm will try to feign or try to pretend dead, so that we will not harm the womb. So she said this is her understanding of view of transitory collection. But how about this view of transitory collection, when it applies to human beings, humans, she doesn't understand how it applies to human. So what is this view of transitory collection as applied to human beings, and what's the difference between the view of transitory collection and wrong view?
Quite surprised. She relate this with the insect. I don't know.
Insect. So insect also has view of transitory collection. Yeah, that's what she trying to say. Funny.
Yeah, they have, of course. Insect do have, of course. So anyway, this will come in the middle scope. Yeah. into this topic, we'll come to the middle scope. Okay, so I'll talk this next time. So I'm just come in the middle scope. Yeah.
当然昆虫也有坏巨剑，不只是人有坏巨剑，昆虫有坏巨剑，这个要讲到，我们会在讲中士道的时候会详细讲，因为现在我们还在下士道了。对对对，我们还没有到中士道，还没有到上士道，中士道还没有到，还没有，所以你讲的是以后要讲的，所以以后才会讲。
Very good and very good. Even she able to ask this question is wonderful. Okay, just know the word. Asking this question is wonderful. You know?
所以 Kim Ji 称赞你，很好，你能够问这样的问题啊。Thank you.
万德福。Very good. So okay, simple here. Okay, what the wrong view can be many way. So. Simply, okay, believing there are no past life, future life. Wrong view can't be like that, you know.
邪见其实有很多种了，就是简单的来说了，不要等到以后再讲，现在给你一个简单的答案。比如说邪见，邪见有很多不同的层面，有多种不同的邪见。比如说有人不相信有来生或者过去生，他只相信只有这一生，这是完了就完了，这是邪见，一种邪见。So
that, then so you create good karma, so you create happiness, you create negative karma, experience suffering, or this thing doesn't exist. You know, cause and effect doesn't exist like that. So you believe like that also is called wrong view. Yeah.
还有呢，有些人是不相信业果的道理的，他们不相信业果的，他们不相信你做了善事会有善报，会得到快乐，你做了恶的事情呢，会有。 将来会感到痛苦的果报吗？因为只有这一生吗？真的完了就完了吗？所以他不相信业果，不相信因缘，不相信缘起，这也是一种邪见。So
like that, that's the wrong views. Like that. So then, view of transitory collection means, okay. So believing, you know, you have I here, you know, that's. You know, true existing I, you know, within your body there. You know, true existing self I is there. You know, totally believing that. So that this can be called a view of transitory collection.
像这个坏巨剑呢，你讲人哦，你讲不明白坏巨剑人是这样。这个坏巨剑讲是，我们相信这个我，它是。 真实的、实有的、自信的存在的，这是一种坏巨见。
Okay, totally believing from your pipe aggregate there, totally from there, from his own side, from the pipe aggregate, there's the true self is there. You know, totally there, and the pipe aggregate, you know, totally believe there. Such an I there, you know, believing that is your transitory collection there.
他们完完全全相信了这个我，这个由五蕴组成的我，是实有的存在的。其实是没有实在的，因为这我好像这是我的根本不是我的，因为有别人做的，别人做的才有这个我嘛，还有这个东西是我的，也根本不是我的，是不是？好像我们的身体哦。 是我的，但是假如是说没有父母生我们，那有这个我，是不是？没有实实在在，我是名言假立的，这我是名言假立。名言假立，
你讲的第一个例子是什么？别人做的，所以不是我的。哦，你讲是我所有什么？
不是所有是我，
没有，这个东西是外面的，叫我所有。这个是我，这个是我所有。
我所有啊，不属于我。
Belonging to me， 这个是 me
啊，就是、名言讲啊。名言讲。
So you say this I or this person does not exist. It's just like, for example, this mic is made by other people. So now maybe I am holding it and say this is my mic, but it's actually doesn't really belonging to me. And this body we say is I belonging to me, but actually it comes from our parents, our father and mother. So we don't truly own this I. This I is only imputedly existent. This is what Auntie said. She's checking whether her understanding is correct.
I didn't get everything what you're saying.
看书本说的，我也不大懂。
不是，我翻译的 Ken Room 就听不明白。
那我也是搞不清楚这个我。也是有人问我这个我是从哪里来，怎么样我。
Oh, because somebody asked her, where does this person come from? Then she really doesn't understand it. So she wants to ask.Which one? 哪一个？
我巴萨人啊，问我。
The people in the market ask her. The people in the market ask her.
Ask her. Where she came from?
Where does I came from? This person come from? She says she doesn't really understand, so she can't answer. So she's checking with you.
Just tell the market.
So she can answer the people in the market.
This I came from past life. You just said that. You should answer this. I came from the past life.
你讲现在的我是从过去世的我来的。
I don't tell them. I came from heaven. Just tell them.
你跟他讲我来自天堂好了。我从天上下来的。下凡。
I came from Amitabha Pure Land. Bless the market people. But they don't kill. That's okay.
你要讲我从阿弥陀佛极乐世界来的咯。
That's okay.Okay, we'll talk. Very good question. Okay, we'll talk next time. Yeah.
问得很好。我们下一次，因为现在时间差不多，我下次才深入的去回答你的问题。She said, "Thank you, Ken Rinpoche."
Very good. Other people don't have questions. Surprise, and only she's the one. Only one.
其他人有没有问题呢？因为 Karen 觉得很奇怪啊，为什么大家都没有问题，只有 Andy 有问题？你是问题 Andy。because you didn't go to market, is it? Yeah, that's why. 因为他们没有去巴沙买菜。Thank you.
Rinpoche, you talk about offering just now, so I was wondering if you offer all these things, that the physical things, can you offer like your ego, your pride to the Buddha to lessen down your all these negative attitudes? No.
这个问题就是说，刚才我们讲的供养都是有形的供养啊，比如花啦、灯啦等等。虽然我们也做供养，不过我们可以供养给佛菩萨哈，我们的慢心啊，我们的自我的心等等，这样是不是可以减轻我们的烦恼？ 如果做这样的供养的话，
说I mean there's the in the text is mentioned that you know object of attachment, object of anger, object of aversion. So I mean it's mentioned that can be offer, you know, in transforming different type of offer.Object, you know, visualize that, but transform different type of object. Then you can offer, you know, in the text is clear that.
在佛教的经典上面呢，我们可以把我们的贪的对象或嗔的对象、嗔怒啊，或者是憎恨的对象等等的，转换成我们的观想，在观想里面可以转换，然后做供养。这在经典上是有说到的。
So, I include your body like that. So, you know, we attach so much our body. So, you know, the physical body can transform into deep life.Universe, pole, container, or, you know, like that, you know, like, so that I mentioned like that.
包括我们的身体哦，啊，就我们身体，比如说我们对我们身体有很强烈的执着性的话，这样我们可以观想它转换成的宇宙呢，各个不同部分呢，然后我们做供养。
So, so by that, then, you know, purify or tea poison, like that, you know, offer, cast, anger, attachment, ignorance, like that, cut these tea poison, you know, you will offer that and request Guru Buddha, like that, you know, please pacify my tea poison, like that.
So, you know,由这样的观想啊，把我们贪着的对象啊等等啊，这样做一个供养的话呢，我们可以借由这样的修行方式啊，修行方法净化我们的贪嗔痴三毒，这个三毒。所以我们在供养的时候，我们就向佛菩萨祈请降服我们内心的这个三毒。
So I mean that is clear in the text, but when you talk about the pride or whether you can offer or not, I mean, can be, of course, I mean, I think, I didn't see clearly in the text, but I mean, should be possible, you know, this can be transformed in beautiful object, you know, that you offer,You know, of course, you know, then of course, ideally, the point is then purify your pride, you know, the letting go, the point is that.
所以我们的三毒呢，这个在 经典里面呢是讲的很清楚的，它有明说是可以转换呢观想，然后供养给佛菩萨。可是呢，如果是供高我慢的心理啊，这个部分呢，经典里面呢就没有明说了。就没明说，可是呢 Cameron 就认为呢还是可以的，因为同样用同样的道理啊来推想啊推理的话，他应该是可以，也可以把它转换观想为美好的事物呢，然后做供养的，这样就可以转换我们这个供高我慢的心理。
So again, of course, if you look deeper, then of course you just don't operate just pride like that, you know.Pride, whatever the basis, you're going to offer and purify, you know, in emptiness. You know, within emptiness, then it visualize, you know, a different type of offering. You can visualize like that, then you make offering, that should be okay. You know?
当然这理论上讲我们可以转换成美好的物品来供养，可是呢你要深一层的去分析哦，当你供养这个我慢的时候啊，你要想想它是净化，用空性智慧来净化它，它融入空性，它从空性中呢转化成不同的供养品。
Okay, alright, okay, that's it. We'll talk more next time. Yeah. Okay, we stop here. Okay.
所以今天就讲到这里，那这样可以吗？所以。下一次我们有再进一步深入的去分析。
Okay, do the dedication.
现在我们就做回向，做大本的，比较厚的小法本。我们转，要翻到，不是转，是翻到第32页。回向。愿以此功德普及于一切我等与众生，皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心为生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34页。永本文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切三世善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行，我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家。Next Sunday, no class. Next Sunday.所以下一堂课是在9月17号。 Okay, the next lesson will commence on 17th of September. Next Sunday, no lesson. Why? Sister Cecilia asked why?下个星期没有课，因为下个星期是因为 Ken Rumjie 要给大家灌顶，你忘了白文殊灌顶啊，所以这个白文殊灌顶是要登记的，我不懂你们登记了吗？啊，下个星期要跟 Ken Rumjie 拿灌顶的你才来，所以下个星期没有课。Because next Sunday is White Manjushri Jainam. 这个叫承许灌顶。所以下个星期没有课，后个星期我们见。